It's time for this week's Focus on Business. A low unemployment rate is knocking down job barriers for some. Today, Tom Martin talks with David Boggs, President and CEO of Opportunity for Work and Learning, or OWL.
First, if you could tell us what OWL does.
OWL is a nonprofit agency that began in 1961 with a mission of helping individuals with barriers to employment and providing employment opportunities for them. Since that time, approximately 250 individuals every year receive our services to help them get their lives on track so they can become independent and self-sufficient.
You have recently launched some programs.
Recently, we have launched a new program through the City of Lexington, a reentry program for anyone not just necessarily reentering from the court systems, but also if they've been out of employment for a while. We've also started a program for individuals that are receiving food stamps, and we are helping those individuals become employable and get back into the workforce, as well as another program for out-of-school youth 16 to 24 years old, and that's to help them become employable ready, and whether it means going back to school or trade school or Job Corps, whatever it is, to help them get their life on track.
Okay, you've just touched on some of them, but what sorts of barriers are the individuals who come to OWL looking to overcome in order to find a job?
Individuals coming to OWL may have a physical disability. It may be a mental barrier, or it may be a social barrier. The pathway is pretty wide open because of the needs that our services provide assistance for, but we are willing to help them get whatever pathway they needed, and all individuals receive individualized assistance.
And can you give us some examples of how you work with these folks and how you help them overcome these barriers?
One of the biggest barriers that everybody coming to our organization has is just daily work skills. And we hear soft skills all the time, and now we're referring to it as essential skills in the job market. That means we want to help the individuals coming to be better prepared by showing up to work on time, being able to communicate with others, having basic reading and math skills, and being able to work together as a team. Even individuals that have been incarcerated for some time, they come to us and they haven't had to make those types of decisions. So we help them get their life back on track by getting them through our manufacturing environment through Paddock Development Group, or better known as Lexington Manufacturing Center.
Burning Glass Technologies, that's a Boston-based software company that analyzes job market data, and they have found an increase in postings open to people without experience, and unemployment rates have fallen sharply in recent years for people with disabilities or without a high school diploma. And again, that's a national trend. What's the story on the local and regional level?
In the last few years, we are seeing that trend here as well. For instance, one of our big distribution centers here in Lexington during the holiday seasons are hiring individuals without a high school diploma. We're also seeing that in some other companies as well, because they are looking for people that are dependable, that will show up for work on time and do the job, have those essential skills regardless of their background. And that's all becoming a trend because of the unemployment rate being so low.
David Boggs will be among Tom Martin's guests on the February 8th edition of Eastern Standard here on WEKU. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.